Sport on the Pat Kenny Show.
With Visit Pennsylvania. From the NFL and Croker to the World Cup in Philly. Visit visitpa.com.
Now we'll start, Colm Bouygues, with football, both domestic and international.
Yeah.
And I suppose all eyes on Lisbon tomorrow.
Yeah, so Portugal against the Republic of Ireland, it's a bit scary here. So we've gone to Portugal seven times. Only once have we got something from it, which is exactly 25 years ago this week in 2000 in October. We drew 1-1, Matt Holland came on and scored the equaliser. But it was a very different generation of Irish footballer then than we have now. Liam Scales is the news, Pat, that we should probably be alerted to. He's had to pull out of the squad. So Jimmy Dunn is in as one of the extra defenders. And who knows what kind of team Hamer Hallgrímsson will put out here. It could be a 5-3-2. He's going to try and pack the defence in midfield because there's no Jason Knight for this international window.
Okay, but I mean, they have to give it a lash, don't they?
Give it a lash, yeah. Go back to the Jack Charlton years. Try to channel any of that energy backs against the wall. Perversely, this might suit Ireland in that there's zero expectation. We won't be trying to play football. If we can get 10 men behind the ball, throw our bodies around for 90 plus minutes, and when the odd occasion we do get possession of the football, we kick it long and we try to score off that, it might work. But you're talking Portugal here. You know, whatever about Cristiano Ronaldo and his freak of nature goal scoring, they're just festooned with quality from midfield above. They have a very solid defence too. This is going to be extremely difficult.
Now let's talk domestically and Rovers and Shelburne, and it could be the first step to a double since 1987.
Yeah, it's been quite a while since Shamrock Rovers have done it. They don't have a great record in the FAI Cup recently, but they're into that final to play Cork City later in a few weeks' time. But tonight, like you say, they're playing Shelburne. It's the only game in the Premier Division tonight, and probably quite rightly so, because if Shamrock Rovers get something from this match, they will officially be crowned Premier Division champions in the League of Ireland and regain the title from the team that they would get something against tonight in Shells.
And therefore they can, if they should do that, then they concentrate on Cork City coming up for the Cup
final. They have the Cork City, and then of course they have the Europa Conference League, so they start in the group stages last week. So there's actually plenty of football for Rovers to play, but tonight could be the coronation.
Now the rugby, the under-21s are in action tonight, but the URC, and when will Leinster kick-start their season?
Yeah, so they're tomorrow, Leinster. They're 5:30 at home to the Sharks. We don't have the team news as we sit here this morning for either the Leinster match, Connacht or Ulster. We do have the team news from Munster. They play tonight in Cork against Edinburgh, so there's 10 changes to that side that played last week. Edwin Adogbo returns on the bench. He's been missing since December 2023. Very hot prospect in second row. He did his Achilles that night against Leinster, all those 22 months ago. But Munster have started really well under Clayton McMillan. They're 2-2. This is their first game in Cork under his tutelage. And of course, next week they play Leinster in Croke Park. So this is a very exciting match, even to whet the appetite tonight in Cork.
And for Leinster, I mean, you could look at it, they just sacrificed, really, the points in South Africa.
Well, look, they were improved the second game. I mean, the first game they were nilled. Second game, there was actually some individually really good displays. They led by 4 points with 11 minutes to go. So it wasn't a bad performance.
And but they have just some returning talent.
They do. And look, the Lions contingent are back, so they can pick from that. But I guess all eyes will be on Munster, because then, you know, rather annoyingly, I suppose, for Leo Cullen, there's another break, because then the November series happens. And by the way, the November series, I don't know if you've seen this, but the Australia and Japan games, they're not sold out yet. So the South Africa match is, they travel to play New Zealand and Chicago. So the South Africa game is sold out, but the game starts at very unusual times, like 12:40 p.m., 8:10 at night. I don't know if it's turning people off. The price of the match is pretty expensive. You're talking making minimum €86 for a ticket against Japan.
Anything else the weekend? Darts, I know, underway.
Yeah, there's the darts, but you know, it always gets people going, and it just builds such momentum. But like an off-the-ball breakfast this morning, to be honest, Pat, we're all eyes on the Republic of Ireland against Portugal, if there's any hope at all. And then we're thinking about whether Leinster can turn around their fortune so far this season. There's only two games played, but if they lost again, I think, then you'd be talking about like a mini-crisis, which is hard to imagine that Leo Cullen's side would go through something like that.
Very good. Colm Bouygues from Off the Ball, thank you very much.